Day 11, Healing the Blind Man. John 9, verses 1 through 7. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. As Jesus and his disciples are walking in Jerusalem, they encounter a blind man. While the disciples ask why, whose sin caused his blindness, Jesus asks what. What can we do for him? Another answer to the disciples' question would be Adam. Because of Adam's sin, passed down to all of us, we are all spiritually blind from birth. Jesus says that this man is blind so that Jesus can display his power to bring light and sight, and not only to this man, but to the world. So Jesus puts mud on the man's eyes and sends him to the pool whose name means sent. And the sent man goes and washes and comes back seeing. But not only seeing, he is now believing in the one who has been sent by God. Notice how he refers to Jesus in the following verses. Again, read the entire chapter when you have the chance. The interactions between the formerly blind man and the Pharisees are hilarious. The man called Jesus, verse 11. A prophet, verse 17. Man from God, verse 33. And finally, he believes in Jesus and worships him, verse 38. He grows in his understanding of who Jesus is, leading him to worship his healer and savior. The Jews who witness this miracle are so taken with it that twice they mention it as testimony to Jesus, his power, and his identity. John 10, 21, John 11, 37. What about you? Have your eyes been opened by Jesus? Can you say with the formerly blind man, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see"? John 9, 25. Do you give testimony to how Jesus has opened your spiritual eyes? I pray that you see him more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly day by day. Ye dwellers in darkness with sin-blinded eyes, the light of the world is Jesus. Go wash at his bidding, and light will arise. The light of the world is Jesus. Philip P. Bliss.